You're listening to Now You've Seen It, the podcast that endeavors to fill the holes in your essential movie viewing. Here's your host, Constable Cass.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Constable Cass, and this is Now You've Seen It, the podcast that endeavors to fill the holes in your essential movie viewing history. With me today are resident panelists Alice and Alan. Welcome, friends. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are having a good Saturday morning.
Yeah.
A good quarantine. Yeah.
A good lock-in.
Having a good lock-in every weekend.
I'm sorry, Cass. Before I said we weren't going to talk about it.
Yeah.
How has your weekend lock-ins been? For me, it has been a lot of just watching movies. A lot of 90s movies, too. Mm-hmm. Besides Half Baked, I also found myself watching Mystery Men yesterday, but just in rapid succession.
I have been doing Exploitation Saturdays, where I've been picking two random exploitation films I've never seen and watching those.
I was going to say, who are you exploiting on Saturday?
Delivery drivers.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Thanks, Grubhub.
That's a good idea, like having a themed weekend or something like that, kind of. Mm-hmm. Around.
Yeah, I've been calling it Grindhouse in your house.
Awesome. Wow. We've been watching a lot of Pixar and Studio Ghibli movies as well.
Oh, nice.
Lighthearted fare.
Oh, yeah, I just watched My Neighbor Totoro for this podcast, I think. Yeah, actually, and that's an interesting movie.
Yeah, I watched it too, and it was good. So today, I guess we're here to talk about the 1998 classic Half-Baked. Are you guys big stoner movie fans?
No, they're pretty bad, pretty much across the board. I mean, I love Harold and Kumar. That's kind of the exception because it has some more heart to it, I think, and more laughs. And I've seen all of their movies. I think I saw the Christmas one somehow, like twice or something. But yeah, no, I love those. But everything else has been just so horrible. It's hard to make it right.
Yeah, I guess it depends, like, what counts as a stoner movie. Do you count all the Kevin Smith movies as stoner movies too?
Definitely. Or,
because I definitely enjoyed those movies more when I was younger, but I've never also sought out, like, you know, Cheech and Chong movies. I've never seen any of those before.
Mm-hmm.
But Half Baked, I've always enjoyed, even before I was smoking weed in my younger days. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm particularly a fan of stoner movies. I do like when weed is featured prominently in movies.
Yeah, they're not my favorite type either, but I do enjoy like a silly, stupid movie.
Absolutely. And that this was Half-Baked was definitely that.
Yeah. Oh, so stupid. Was this anybody's first watch?
Yeah, I just watched it first time last night.
Oh, so perfect.
I've become the guest.
How is it that you'd never seen it before? Just not interested?
I guess. I mean, I think I'd heard the name before, but I guess maybe not interested, although I've seen other stoner movies. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I did have to look it up and be like, oh, Dave Chappelle? Okay, you know, I'm not like some Dave Chappelle fan or anything, but I had no idea.
Yeah, I used to watch this movie a lot back in like the early 2000s when I just smoked a ton of weed, but I had forgotten a lot of it. So
the two probably go hand in hand, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's in a sense kind of forgettable. I know there's some lines that stand out more than others, but it's not. I don't know. It's not one that I feel like I like remember everything or what it was even about or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I must have watched it a lot back when it was on cable, like before I ever saw it unedited, like on Comedy Central or TBS or something, just every weekend. So before you know it, you watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I think they used to run it a lot when Chappelle's show was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. The two probably go hand in hand. I bet like the success of Half Baked on Comedy Central led to Chappelle's show, you know.
Oh yeah, had to.
So this was pre-Chappelle's show? That was the question I had as I was watching.
Yeah, this came out in like 98, and I think Chappelle's show was sometime in the early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I read a pretty like interesting fact about it, is that Dave Chappelle pitched the movie to Warner Brothers Like they go, well, do you have any movie ideas? They go, how about like a stoner comedy? And he had no idea. He had no plan for the movie. And like he goes, me and my friend Neil Brennan, I think we can write it together. And he didn't even ask the guy about it. And so and they go, awesome. Well, they go, that sounds great. Let's do that. And so then afterwards, he went to Neil and goes, hey man, you want to work together for the first time and write this stoner movie? And it was like the fastest pitch to like production ever. It was like 4 months before they started making the movie.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah. I know. As I was watching it, I turned to my friend and I'm like, I wonder if like he's actually a stoner in real life, because I think I heard, I think it was Seth Rogen, like, doesn't smoke, but he does all these more stonery movies, and so I wondered, and I think we like looked it up, and I was like, oh yeah, he does smoke. Because I think it was after my friend had said that like this is something that like someone that doesn't smoke would write. I don't know. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know what? Let's take a little ad break real quick, and then we'll get into talking about it.
The High-Low Cast, where we rank the highs and lows of various topics from entertainment.
You know, I've always wondered why we don't see Sinbad anymore.
Paul, that is not the Sinbad you're thinking.
Paul is looking at the cartoon Sinbad's Voyage was a major flop.
Legend of the Seven Seas?
Yes.
Do you think that's Sinbad the comedian, or do you think that's the ancient tale of Sinbad?
I saw Sinbad, I thought that was Sinbad the comedian.
To logos.
So I looked up, like, worst logo fails of all time, and all of them are like, if you look at them a certain way, they're sexual in nature.
Okay.
you got a real motif.
They all have short blonde hair and
to everything in between, plus all the relationship advice you could want from the bowels of Reddit from our own love guru Dr. Softpea.
If you put my seed into any ovulating female with
5 miles of here, that lady will get pregnant. It doesn't matter who she is. So name her.
5 miles.
What if she's
how is your seed so potent?
The High Low Cast, spelled HILO, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that ad. And now let's listen to this definitely real trailer.
Internal memo, clinical study test product usage to department heads and researchers. It has been brought to the review board's attention that an unusual amount of test material has been used in the last 3 weeks. Our facility had been allocated enough material to last our test regime's duration of 3 years. 2/3 of the supply has been requisitioned in the last month. I mean, like, come on, guys. I mean, be cool. The man from the FDA will think we're chiefing the stash, and that's no bueno. Please try not to bogart the whole thing, dude. Like, do I have to remind you how gnarly a deal we have here? Like, start thinking, man. Like, wait, what was I saying? Starring the guy who's waiting for Dave. He's not here, man. Link from the Mod Squad. Rachel from Sharknado, Heart of Sharkness. The 7-Minute Abs guy from There's Something About Mary. Father Philip from Kevin Can Wait. Huck from Scandal. And that guy from the Dave Chappelle Show. I can't really remember what his name is. Anyway, in the movie by the director of Tone Loc's Wild Thing and Hanson's Mbop videos, as well as Billy Madison, Half-Baked.
All right, welcome back. Now we're going to really get into talking about Half-Baked. So, this movie was released back in 1998, directed by Tamara Davis, written by Dave Chappelle and Neil Brennan, stars Dave Chappelle, Guillermo Diaz, Jim Brewer, Harlan Williams. It's the story of three friends who have to figure out a way to get a friend out of jail after he kills a diabetic horse cop by feeding it junk food. They ultimately decide that stealing and selling weed will work and hijinks ensue. The movie is rated 29% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it has an audience score of 81%, so it seems very divisive. Dave Chappelle himself stated in 2006 that he was unhappy with the final product and claimed the final result was a weed movie for kids. So, Alice, I think you had said something a little bit about that.
Yeah, when I read that fact, too, I thought, you know what? Yeah, this is something that I wish I'd seen Dave Chappelle's real version versus this, because this, like, it just didn't work for me.
Yeah, like if you could imagine like a Pineapple Express like movie written by Dave Chappelle and starring Dave Chappelle, like that's probably more what he had in mind for his not so much like an action movie, but like just a more grounded kind of comedy.
Yeah, I really am interested to see what his original script was like.
Yeah, I wonder. Because it is very childish. Like, I think a lot of, like, weed memes and stuff probably originate from this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think I've only seen, like, the Bob Saget thing. I think that was maybe, like, a meme I'd seen before. But, sure. Yeah, beyond that, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
that's probably my favorite part.
There was a lot of really good cameos in this movie.
Yeah, that takes it up a notch for me, for sure.
But, like, a lot of the stuff where, like, they're getting high for the first time, and the food's gigantic, and then they're floating around, it does feel like it's really geared young.
Oh, yeah.
Which is odd, because they're smoking weed.
And they start out as kids doing that, too, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, what a kid would be like, I'm gonna have this huge candy bar, or whatever, it was taffy, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the director, she also directed Billy Madison, and that's also kind of a real juvenile.
Yeah.
It's great. I think it's funny, but...
Yeah, Billy Madison I still find really funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just...
Much funnier than this.
I'm crazy Adam Sandler.
So, I liked this movie, but not a lot.
Luckily, I liked how short it was.
I was going to say, luckily it's pretty short. It moves quick. I did laugh out loud a few times, and overall the characters were pretty likable. What worked best for you guys?
I mean, the cameos. That to me was the most impressive. Like, who they got, and not only in, like, celebrity, but in, like, stoner culture, who's kind of huge there as well. That was pretty impressive.
They have all the big guns in this, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I think a lot of the jokes still worked on me. I think anytime Jim Brewer goes on one of his weird rants, like, I love when Killer's dead, he starts going about the story about Killer's life story.
Killer's
life
story.
At his funeral. I go, this is the stupidest part of the movie, but I'm loving it.
Yeah. I really like the part in the record store with Jim Brewer when the lady's trying to sell the Kenny Loggins record.
Yeah.
That part made me really laugh.
My favorite part, I think, is probably the heist they go on to rob the
so good
Frankincense and Burr laboratory. Just the Jim Brewer is too stoned the entire time, and just when he misses the rung of the ladder and starts laughing to himself, I go,
mm-hmm.
I was fully on board. I don't know about you two, but I was smoking weed while I was watching the movie. I was really getting a kick out of it.
I love when his sandal falls off, because, like, you just know that guy.
Oh yeah.
I think my favorite part of the movie was definitely the various types of smokers, like the enhancement smoker, scavenger smoker, historian smoker.
Do you have a favorite one? Like, what's a favorite of stoner from the movie?
I think scavenger smoker.
That
I
was
think
pretty Snoop great.
Killed it.
I like the You Had to Be There smoker by Willie Nelson.
Oh, so good.
A dime bag costs a dime.
I think that it was smart, but I think that it wasn't relatable to me personally. Like, I've tried weed and stuff like that in the past, but, like, it just, you know, I'm not, like, in stoner culture.
Yeah. Like, you did, like, the Jon Stewart bit where that's basically every stoner. Like, have you ever?
Oh, God.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
The $20 bill.
Yeah. The $20 bill.
And I was also like, oh, my God, he's so young. That was for everybody. But, like, I remember I used to say Jon Stewart was my favorite actor just because I'd watch The Daily Show.
Yes.
But after this, I'm like, oh, see, you know what? He's an actor.
Back then in the 90s, for sure he was.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one where it's the teenager smoking in his room, and he goes, and then across the wall, dad's trying to get high, thinking how he can relate to his son.
Yeah.
And across town, mm-hmm. Nana's smoking it for her glaucoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part was really good, too.
I feel like this movie should have been a bunch of sketches.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. It did
a little
kind of
bit,
feel,
yeah.
Yeah, they could have been sketches on the Dave Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watch a lot of Chappelle Show, but the three of them always showed up, like, for weed-based sketches, basically. Like,
yeah.
And the other guy.
Yeah, I used to watch Dave Chappelle Show a lot, but I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
I think I'd seen, like, one clip, probably especially like the Wayne Brady, you know, mm-hmm. clip, because I love Wayne Brady, whatever, I do improv, mm-hmm. I love him. But what's funny is that I thought that, like, because I'd hear, like, the, you know, I'm Rick James, bitch thing, and I thought that Rick James wasn't a real person and he was just like a Chappelle character. And when I learned that last year, my mind was blown.
It must have been quite a shock when he died.
Yeah, did Dave Chappelle die? Yeah.
The character Chappelle created is dead somehow.
I think that was actually when I found, yeah, that might have been when I found out, yeah. Like, wait, Rick James, like, what are you talking about?
Certain lines from this movie really stuck with me, like, my whole life, especially when he's at the rehab meeting, and after he just says he's addicted to pot, and the guy just goes, boo this man!
Yeah, yes.
So many times in my head, I just, boo this man!
Or is there another movie when they said the, when the guy was quitting his job, and it's like, well, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you. What's the other movie that's in?
Oh. I think the fuck you is just from this, but Jim Brewer doing the Who's Coming With Me is from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
And I didn't get that when I watched Half Baked the first time. It wasn't until much later when I saw Jerry Maguire. Oh.
So we talked a little bit about what's good. What was bad for you? Like, what fell flat or was really cringeworthy? Alice, you want to start?
I mean, God, I don't want to start because I want to say everything. Everything but the cameos. Just give me 90 minutes of Bob Saget. That's all we need. Oh my gosh, what fell flat for me? I'm trying to like kind of pinpoint exactly. I don't know, maybe sort of a lack of a story in a sense. I mean, I know they tried with like the police horse and this whole thing. I mean, the weird romance aspect was bizarre. I was trying to like suspend disbelief and everything and be like, yeah, I'm sure a beautiful woman is going to take three strangers home from a jail. That seems fine. Who would fall for, you know, Dave Chappelle and his, you know, nothing wrong with custodians, but like as like a first impression, I guess, maybe. I'm going to get hate. But as like a first impression of like he's wearing his outfit and he's being weird and talking about weed. And I don't know, she was completely clueless. It was bizarre.
Yeah, I agree with that. Ellen, how about you?
I thought a lot of like the prison jokes kind of fell pretty flat because they kept hammering that home. Like, oh, he's going to get, you know, assaulted in prison or whatever.
His
fruit cup. And then when he's singing All By Myself in the shower. So,
yeah, that was definitely very cringe.
Yeah, it's very cringy. But the only, I did like Harlan Williams, like just as a lovable goofball in prison. Like, my favorite line of his is when he sits in the cafeteria, he goes, hey guys, do you believe in angels? It's just nothing you would never say in prison.
We also got the really good Tommy Chong as the Squirrel Man.
Yes.
I had to look up who he was afterward. I had no idea. I'm thinking of this old man.
Yeah.
But like you say, the lack of story, like it is pretty basic. Like 15 minutes in, he's already in prison having to sell weed to get him out.
Yeah.
Like 45 more
minutes. Yeah. Although speaking of the prison quotes, I did have to look up today the running backwards through a cornfield. Just seeing that quote again, I'm like, oh no.
One of the things that I didn't really like was Dave Chappelle's Thurgood character, who's kind of a piece of shit. And even though Mary Jean was a buzzkill, she deserved better.
Yeah, he is lying to her all the time. And also steals money from
Steals money from the homeless guy.
It is weird. It's a weird, the weird romance. I feel like that's kind of something that, like, in I wonder in Dave Chappelle's original script, there's no way that's in.
Yeah, no way. It had to be a studio thing.
Yeah, like he needs a love interest, and they need some kind of conflict. Oh, she doesn't like weed. She hates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they never ended up smoking together. I thought that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was going to lead to.
Nope. I mean, at the end of the movie, I guess that's kind of his character arc, is that he gives up weed for her.
Mm-hmm.
He's not very romantic about it, but...
No.
He's more romantic saying goodbye to the joint.
It was a weird way to end it, I thought.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny. I feel like you should leave on a joke.
Yeah, you don't really get a solid ending with the three friends.
No,
like they're all just hugging each other outside the prison, and that's it.
I feel like as a whole, not that there aren't like little funny lines here and there, but it's not really a funny movie, or at least a laugh out loud funny movie to me, which is really, like, it's just sad. I mean, I love comedies. It's my whole thing. And to see, I don't know, it didn't feel like a big comedic thing. It just all kind of fell flat comedically for me.
Yeah, there's not a lot here.
No.
The music, I like the music was pretty good. I mean, it was all basically songs about getting high.
Yeah, and there was a lot of clips from other movies and shows.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really remember most of it. I remember they did a Batman thing.
I had completely forgotten about the Batman thing at the end. I go, oh, yeah, it's a Batman fight that they have. Samson's.
Yeah, cute touch.
Yeah.
Especially the little the bat signal thing. Yeah. Whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know anything about Batman.
Do you guys like the villain, Samson? He's pretty weird. Like he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He ends up at the end.
Where did he come out of? Like, I just feel like he just, like, at first I thought he was the same as that rap guy. But then I was like, oh no, Samson, suddenly it's like, oh, who is this? Is he a rival drug dealer? Like, just out of, like, where do they pull him out of? I feel like there was some scenes deleted or something that explained, oh, here's a rival drug dealer and he's rich or something.
They do kind of set it up that he's like, he's their dealer in the beginning. Like the big drug dealer in New York.
Yeah.
But then they kind of take it over from him. But I read an interesting little article about it that the guy playing Samson hated doing the movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Wanted to quit the movie. And so like his last day, he goes, this is my last day. He goes, so they had to like rush and shoot the entire end thing with him. And Jim Brewer thought he was done for the day. So he went to his trailer and actually got high for real. The whole time they're smoking fake weed, and then they go, Jim, you have to come back and do one more line because he's not coming back tomorrow. And it took him it took him many takes.
Yeah, it's weird that you would just be allowed to quit.
Yes, yeah. He must have really hated it. That's probably one of my favorite parts at the end. And he goes, I'm going to kill your little Mexican friend. He goes, I'm Cuban B. He goes, yes, Cuban B. I've always remembered that.
You know what was really great about this movie? The special effects. I thought that they were hilarious. I think it wasn't on purpose.
No, I think they actually work pretty good when they're floating in their apartment and stuff. Yeah. That looks pretty good, but when they're... No, not good.
No.
They didn't try to hide the green screen and anything. I wish they had more special effects, because I was thinking about, like, is this movie something better to watch when you're high?
Mm-hmm.
And not really, because it didn't have that kind of psychedelic, or I know it's not weed, but acid trip sort of aesthetic to it, and I wish there was some more to it, because it didn't seem like something that would be like enhanced by being high. I was like, I'd probably rather watch Full House high. Like,
I think good, a movie that has like a weird claymation segment in the middle of it.
Yeah,
that's how, like Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Book smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, on Dave Chappelle's other character, Sir Smokes a Lot, the hair and the beard work was atrocious. I couldn't stop looking at it.
It's a really weird time to bring in the split screen, you know, Dave Chappelle sitting next to each other.
So, we talked a little bit about cameos. What were your guys' favorite cameos?
Besides Bob Saget. I mean, I love Janine Garofalo anyway. I love Wet Hot American Summer, so it was good to see her.
I also would put Bob Saget number one. But yeah. Willie Nelson, I thought was great. Seeing, like, even Willie Nelson, he still looks old in this movie, but he's so much younger than he is now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wow, Willie Nelson looks so young.
Yeah. But he's all, I feel like that's the Willie Nelson I've always known, is that aged Willie Nelson, like kind of gray.
Yeah. A little bit of red in his hair.
Yeah, 2020 Willie Nelson, he's still hanging on though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my favorites were definitely Snoop Dogg and Jon Stewart and Bob Saget, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Steven Wright as the guy on the couch.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Yeah. So how about a little new thing? We recommend another stoner movie or something to watch while you're high, since this movie's not that great.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I do have one.
Okay.
So I guess I'm being maybe broad here in this stoner movie. Weed is, like I said, heavily featured, and it's a great movie to watch while high. Attack the Block from 2011, I think. It's like a British sci-fi set in their version of like the projects, and it's great. And weed is heavily featured. Like many characters are stoned throughout it, and that's where a lot of the humor comes from. And I think and then the special effects with like the alien creatures are just top notch. I love that movie.
That movie is so good, and it features the new Doctor. So
it does. Yes, there's a lot of. A lot of sci-fi today had a lot of cross.
Yeah,
John Boyega's in that. Yeah, he got started. That was like his first movie.
Alice, how about you? Do you have a rec?
Yeah, I mean, even like looking at all of these on Google, I almost want to kind of take back what I said about stoner movies because there are so many good ones.
You mentioned Seth Rogen, that really brought a flood. I go, oh man, I do enjoy it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, wait a second. Hold on. Yeah, or I'm seeing Ted. Ted was a great Sausage Party. If we're going back to. Seth Rogen, maybe. I don't know. What Hot American Summer? Oh, yeah. Well, especially that scene when they all get high or whatever. God, there's so many good ones here. Yeah, I mean, Seth Rogen's Harold and Kumar, as I said before. I guess Full House. I guess I gotta try it.
That sounds like a watchable house.
Maybe a kid's movie or a kid's show like My Little Pony, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Cartoons are great to watch.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to throw out Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So nice. Good. And then my favorite thing to watch while high is seasons 1 to 13 of The Simpsons.
Oh,
yeah. Right there, the gold of the whole series.
I watch a lot of Simpsons high cast. I can agree with that. Now, especially now it's on Disney Plus. Like, let's see what we're watching today.
I gotta
try them in general. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like the Simpsons are almost like outdated now. Oh, like I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I mean I'm not saying like I love Family Guy. I'm not saying it's great, but like to me, Simpsons like it feels very '90s to me.
I think the early seasons still have a pretty solid jokes and that just hold up.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely after the 13th season, it doesn't hold up. But the really old ones do somehow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to try The Big Lebowski again. I think I fell asleep during it. It was so boring.
Oh, no.
That is, I love, though.
Yeah.
One to watch on.
Mm-hmm.
This is the End was another one I thought of that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember liking that a lot when it came out. But I haven't watched it since.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also recommend maybe Pee-wee's Big Adventure for something really trippy.
that one features claymation right in the middle of it. See?
Yeah,
I just watched one the other day called Freaked that I'd never seen before.
I don't think I've seen that.
It stars a Bill from Bill and Ted, Alex Winter, and it's like a really weird, like Keanu Reeves also in it as Ortiz the dog boy. Like it's about a freak show, and it's a lot of weird special effects, and it was a crazy movie.
I'm gonna put that on my list.
Yeah, Freaked from like and it ruined Alex Winter's career.
Oh no.
But it features a ton of claymation.
All right. So let's take a little break, play another ad, and then when we come back, we're going to play some trivia.
Need to satisfy a hungry mind? Every week, Your Brain on Facts brings you science. Why does mint feel cold? History. King Charles II of Spain was so inbred, his family didn't bother educating him. Music. Many hit songs and even entire albums were written for revenge. Technology. The first video game was made on an oscilloscope in 1958. And every other topic under the sun. Look for Your Brain on Facts on your favorite podcast app or at yourbrainonfacts.com.
All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that ad. And now we're going to do a little trivia quiz on stoner movies. So I'm going to start it off pretty easy. And if you know the answer, just jump in. The tagline for this 1995 movie is... A lot can go down between Thursday and Saturday.
Friday?
Yep.
I've always wanted to see Friday. I keep seeing memes.
Definitely put some on your reference.
It's
list.
A great one. Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Question two. In Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, how much money does Jay request in the following rap? Blank bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hands.
Oh, man. Is it...
Tree Fitty.
Is it 16 bucks?
So close.
$16.50? I feel like Price is Right rolls.
It was 18 bucks, 15.
15. Dang, I was literally a dollar.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
What year does Dazed and Confused take place? And I have a hint if you can't get it.
Okay. I'm going to say 1973.
I was going to say 1974.
It was the bicentennial.
78.
The year 200.
But 1976.
76. Oh.
We circled around it. I was like trying not to think of like joke answers, but I was like, I don't know.
I was racking my brain.
1700s. I want the 1700s Dazed and Confused. I think that was like year one or something. About 1700s, but.
Ye old spanky machine.
All right. In 1998, Big Lebowski, what band does the dude hate?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys.
I mean, probably.
I hate the fucking Backstreet Boys, man.
But it was the Eagles.
Yeah. And when I like the Eagles, I go, well, the dude wouldn't think I'm cool, and that's okay. He's a loser, profile accounts probably.
He has a great quarantine outfit though.
Yes.
I'm wearing like comfy sweatpants right now.
I was gonna say we're kind of all dressed like him right now, I'm sure.
That's true. The dude was light years ahead of our current predicament.
The dude wore a tank top.
Okay. Next question. In this 2008 Judd Apatow produced film, Seth Rogen rolled every joint and cross joint himself.
Oh. Pineapple Express?
Yep.
I was thinking he was knocked up until you kind of.
Oh, yeah, I was also some more. For a second. Or this is...
When you said 2008, I was like, is that one knocked up?
the cross joint, that's right. That's
from, yeah. Pineapple
Express. That's crazy. That's. How do you even conceive of that? Like a cross joint? I don't even know how the logistics, how that works.
Yeah.
That must take so much time. I guess if you're Seth Rogen, you don't have a lot to do.
I mean, he should be putting out a tutorial on it now.
He should. In this time of crisis?
Instagram Live it. In 1993's True Romance, the burnout character Floyd is played by this future Oscar winner.
Gary Oldman.
Brie Larson. Just naming anybody. It was Meryl Streep.
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
I got him confused with the dreadlock character from. I just watched True Romance not too long ago.
Yeah, I just watched it like last weekend.
Brad Pitt's a great stoner in that movie.
Like, yeah, he's really good.
Is it funny? I know it's a vampire movie. That's all I know about it.
It's not a vampire movie.
It's not?
No, yeah, it's kind of like a crime movie.
When I know nothing about this movie, why did I think it was a vampire movie?
It's like, I think it's a Quentin Tarantino wrote the script for it, so it's kind of like a Quentin Tarantino movie. But he didn't direct it, though. But it's really, yeah. it was good. It was interesting.
It is good. And Brad Pitt apparently ad-libbed all his lines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear Brad Pitt is like a legendary stoner in Hollywood. That's how mm-hmm. him and Quentin Tarantino signed the deal on Inglourious Basterds. They just both got super stoned one night.
That is awesome.
I guess I agreed to be in your movie.
All right, I got two more questions for you guys. All right, in 1982's Best Times at Ridgemont High, Sean Penn played Stoner Spicoli. What two future stars played as stoner buddies?
Now this I'm going to have to give joke answers for.
I know. I was like Cheech and Chong.
Oh, that was awesome.
And a Pee Wee Herman. I've never seen Ridgemont High before. That's one I could do for Now You've Seen It.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say who's the like the actors or actresses that should play stoners next? That's all I'm thinking now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like who would I like to see as a stoner on screen?
I think was her name Beanie Barbini Feldman from
Yeah.
I just said it. Oh jeez.
Yeah,
Beanie Feldman, Booksmart. Yeah. Feldman, Feldstein.
I would love to see a stoner movie featuring her. Seeing how she's like Jonah Hill's sister, she probably has talent for her.
So the answer, guys, was Eric Stoltz and Anthony Edwards.
Oh,
Anthony Edwards.
I can't picture Anthony Edwards as a stoner. He's the one from Revenge of the Nerds, right?
Yeah, they're very young.
Okay.
Is he also from 16 Candles or something? No, it's Anthony Michael Hall. I don't know. I'm making up names.
No, that was Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
All right. Our last question. In 2004's Harold and Kumar. They went to White Castle. What is the current price of one White Castle original slider?
I will say of a current price?
$1.25. Oh, the thing is, you said slider, and I'm still feeling $2.49, but then you said slider. Oh, I was like $2.49. This isn't for any money.
No, it's not.
It is 85 cents.
Wow.
So cheap.
We both went over, so we both get the point.
I was going to say 189 if I had to lower it, but yeah.
Have you guys ever had White Castle before?
I know. Where are they?
I've had White Castle.
I think they're an East Coast thing, and I've had it in Las Vegas. We had it delivered to our Airbnb at 5 in the morning.
Wait, where are you guys located?
I'm in Texas. Austin, Texas.
So much excitement. I gasped.
I'm in South Jersey, right outside of Philly.
So there's definitely one.
You don't have to pump your own gas.
No.
I like just asking people, and then I just say like an interesting fact, an interesting opinion about.
Where are you located?
Upstate New York.
That's nice.
It is.
All right, guys. So that's the end of the quiz. I feel like I won that one, so I'm going to give me all the points. And now we're going to rate this movie. How we do it here is say how much you would pay to see this movie in theaters today.
Oh, today.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be going to movie theaters right now.
Oh, yeah. In 6 months.
VOD.
Yes. In 6 months.
Yes.
I mean, I would never pay to see this movie. I don't think I want to see this movie again. I don't think so, but maybe the Bob Saget clip on loop. I need a spinoff with him. I think that was called Full House. No. So I was going to say, I probably would have said 3, but because of the cameos, I'll give it one more, a 4 out of 10.
Okay. Alan?
I'll give it a 4. I'll give it, I was going to give it 4. I'll give it $4.50 out of $10. I would pay below matinee prices to see it.
Yeah. I definitely put $4 as well.
You know, it was a quick, at least it was a short movie. Watched it in the morning.
It's not great, but it's not the worst.
No.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't agonized.
Yeah. There's a ton of worse stoner movies out there that are more cringeworthy.
I feel like if it was maybe even 5 minutes longer, I would have not given it a $4. It would have been a 2.
Yeah.
But the cameos did push it over.
Yeah, the cameos were, and I thought like this movie kind of made Jim Brewer pretty famous for a while. I felt like he was doing this stoner character for a couple years. After this movie.
Well, is he known now for being like a stand-up comedian? I was like, how do I know that name?
He's on SNL way back in the 90s too.
Oh.
The Goat Boy. Maybe I'm old.
No, I remember that. Okay. So that gives us an average score of $4.16.
Sorry, I ruined the average, guys.
Oh, I wish it was 420.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Happy 420, friends, by the way.
Let's add a couple of cents. And
yeah, we're going to round it up. We're going to give this movie 420.
I can't believe that happened.
That was not
I shouldn't be. We all like picked fours.
Yeah, but that was legitimately, this is about a 4. That's what I'm going to go with. We tell the ticket taker, keep the change.
Yeah. As we give them additional change.
This has been really fun, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, talking about this. And why don't you tell everybody where people can find you? You
can find me in upstate New York. No. I'm a panelist, as we all are on different shows on here, on this Now You've Seen It podcast, and I love to guest on other podcasts as well. I have another podcast coming out, I don't know, at some point. It's called Greetings from Wonder Falls. It's about this amazing show. It's a Canadian comedy from 2004, Wonder Falls. So that's, we'll do an episode by episode there. And then I've also been working with the Cosmic Geppetto podcast, doing commentary tracks about different movies. So far we've done Avengers Endgame, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and we have some more coming out there. For my social media, my Facebook is Alice Lauren. My Twitter is at Ali Mezh, A-L-I-M-E-Z-H. And then my TikTok I've been promoting recently is at Podcast Socialite.
Awesome. Thank you. Alan?
I am a co-host of the High Low Cast, H-I-L, available anywhere you stream podcasts. We also have done a few commentary movie episodes. We did one about 10 Things I Hate About You, and it got very heated. So I recommend that one. Yeah, we just did our 100th episode, which Cass, you're going to be on, I think, in a week or so.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you. And besides that, we're at High Low Cast on Twitter and Instagram and everything.
I'm doing Now You've Seen It. You can check out my other podcast. We've got Nuclear Heat Podcast and Good Idea Podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Constable Cass. I'll be plugging this podcast, beers, cats, and various other projects. I want to thank everybody for listening, and please subscribe, rate, and review the show. You can email us at oraclepodcasts@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nowyouveseenit. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/oraclepodcasts. Check out this and other wonderful podcasts at oraclepodcasts.com. Our theme music is performed by Eric Hunt. Voiceover work performed by The Voice of Steve. Check him out for all your voiceover needs at thevoiceofstevo.com. Thank you to our production partners at Age of Radio, Galactic Netcast, and the Art, Comedy, and Pop Culture Network. You can find more about them at ageofradio.org, gncast.com, and acpnet.net.
Now You've Seen It is a production of Oracle Media Productions in association with Age of Radio and Galactic Netcasts. For more great podcasts, visit oraclepodcasts.com, ageofradio.org, and gncasts.com.